Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something really transforming our digital defenses, AI agents in cybersecurity. And the challenge, well, it's huge. Cyber threats, they're evolving faster than ever, you know, often outpacing human teams. Think about this. A typical enterprise security center gets swamped, truly swamped, with tens of thousands of alerts every week. Our sources suggest only about half of those can currently be handled autonomously by AI systems.
Yeah, it's really no surprise then that organizations everywhere are turning to AI for gas. What's interesting is a 2024 Statista survey found something like 67% of organizations have already adopted AI capabilities for security. So it's definitely moved past being just a novel idea. It's strategic now.
Absolutely. So our mission for this deep dive, let's unpack what these intelligent software analysts really are. How are they actually transforming threat detection, incident response? And crucially, what about the challenges? This whole AI versus AI landscape. Maybe start us off simply. What is an AI agent in cybersecurity in plain terms?
Okay. So at its core, an AI agent is basically an intelligent program. It's authorized, you know, to do tasks for a human team or system. In the cyber world, this means an agent can observe the environment, network traffic, user behavior, system logs, that kind of thing. Then it uses its AI models to make decisions. And finally, it executes actions and the key bit, all with minimal human intervention.
Okay. And what's under the hood? What makes them intelligent?
Right. Well, it's leveraging some pretty advanced AI. You've got machine learning and deep learning, crucial for spotting complex patterns, learning normal behavior, and then detecting new unknown threats because they stand out from that baseline. Then there's natural language processing, NLP, that helps analyze unstructured stuff like phishing emails. It looks at grammar, sentiment, phrasing to spot malicious intent. And reinforcement learning lets agents learn the best actions through trial and error so they can adapt defense strategies on the fly.
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting for me. How are these agents changing the game in like day-to-day security operations? It sounds like more than just flagging emails.
Oh, absolutely. We're seeing some big shifts. First, proactive threat detection. Instead of just reacting after something bad happens, AI agents are actively hunting for warning signs before the damage is done. So like imagine an AI spotting an employee's account suddenly downloading gigabytes of data at 3 a.m. That's way outside normal behavior, right? The AI flags it, or maybe even acts on it immediately.
Wow, like having a tireless analyst watching everything.
Exactly. Omnipresent. Second, there's automated incident response. Speed is critical when an incident hits. Agents can act instantly, no waiting for a human. They can automatically isolate a problem machine from the network, for example, or disable a compromised account, block malicious IPs, all in seconds. And third, they enable an adaptive security posture. They learn from attacks and adjust defenses continuously. Think predictive intelligence forecasting where attacks might hit next, or using that reinforcement learning to tweak firewall rules dynamically.
The benefits sound huge. Faster response times, definitely. I remember seeing a morning consult in IBM survey about that speed increase.
You're right. That survey found 39% of SOC teams said AI and automation offer the biggest opportunity to speed up threat response. That's significant. Plus, they reduce false positives, filtering the noise so humans focus on real threats. That cuts down alert fatigue. And scalability. One agent can monitor thousands of endpoints. Humans just can't match that.
Okay, this sounds incredibly powerful, almost too good to be true sometimes. What are the catches, the challenges?
Well, yeah, there are definitely obstacles. A major one is explainability and trust. AI agents can sometimes feel like a black box, you know? They make decisions, maybe take automated actions, and it's hard for humans to understand exactly why. That lack of transparency can be a real hurdle for trust.
I can see that. Especially if it takes an action automatically.
Precisely. And then there's the talent gap. While AI aims to help with staff shortages, you still need people with specialized skills, data science, machine learning, to implement and manage these agents. And those skills are, frankly, scarce right now.
Right. And that scarcity must connect to the other side of the coin, the attackers using AI, too.
Exactly. That's the double-edged sword aspect. Mm-hmm. Cyber criminals are absolutely leveraging AI. They're automating attacks, scaling them up, generating way more convincing phishing emails, creating malware that adapts and changes constantly. Polymorphic malware creates this escalating arms race. Defenders have to use advanced AI just to keep up. We're talking AI-driven behavioral analysis to spot that shape-shifting malware, or sharing threat intelligence globally in real time to block new attack patterns instantly.
So it's AI versus AI now.
In many ways, yes. It's shifting from static defense to a dynamic AI-driven learning war. Advantage goes to whoever has better data and faster adaptation.
So, given this dynamic, what's the long-term vision? Is it just machines fighting machines, or where do humans fit in?
Oh, humans are absolutely still crucial. That man versus machine idea. It's the wrong way to think about it. It's going to be man with machine. Think of AI agents doing the heavy lifting, crunching massive amounts of data, doing the initial triage. That frees up human experts for the complex stuff. Handling ambiguous cases, setting strategic priorities, providing the ethical oversight. Humans will essentially need to, well, police these autonomous systems too. And forecasts suggest that soon, AI agents might even modify their own objectives and tactics on the fly.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening right now as we navigate this digital landscape?
Well, it really raises a critical question, doesn't it? As these AI agents become more powerful, more autonomous, more integral to our cyber defenses, how do we ensure we're building systems that aren't just powerful, but also transparent, accountable, and always, always aligned with human oversight and values?
A really powerful question to consider. The future of cybersecurity is undeniably here, blending intelligent automation with human expertise. That's all for this deep dive.